Keith, I'll start with you. Keith Kissling, you and the other folks here from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau delegation having the chance with thousands of others to hear the president. About an hour total, just he opened up and let her go.
He's very transparent, and I thought it was a great speech. He talked an awful lot about immigration, and, you know, that's on his mind right now because it's such a big issue for him. He's working on it really hard. If he could just get Pelosi and some of the Democrats in the House to go along with him, we'd have the wall, and that'd be taken care of in a hurry. The big shut government shutdown, he talked about that. That's also an issue that was on his mind. Trade, you know, is my big issue, and he really talked quite a bit about trade, how he's trying to open up our markets in Canada and Mexico and around the world, which will be helpful to us. It's kind of a stymie right now, but it's going to get better, he says. And then WOTUS, you know, we've fought that for a long time, and he's really involved in that. We got to get rid of that. So I think he's working on his issues.
Alan, what did you see?
You know, I agree with virtually everything Keith said. I guess my takeaway would be he says what I want to hear, you know, which a lot of people started telling me that before I got on board the Trump bandwagon when he got elected the first time. But he says what we want to hear, not because that's what we want to hear, but because it's what he believes, it's what I believe, it's what we believe as farmers. And he's not afraid to say it. You know, he doesn't play politics with it. He's not trying to get reelected. It just is what he is. And I appreciate that, and I like it, you know. And, I truly believe he has our best interests at heart because it is the best interest of the United States, and that's a good thing, you know.
Gary, what'd you hear? What really, you know, spoke to you?
Yes, I was very pleased and honored to hear what he had to say. He was up front with everyone. He didn't hold no punches back. He shared all of his beliefs in agriculture with farmers and ranchers. He has our heart, his heart, and so I was very pleased to hear what he had to say. He took longer. He spent more time with us than probably what he should, but he done a real, real good job, and the crowd really appreciated and applauded him for his efforts. So I think that they're walking away from here very pleased with what happened today.
Jim, were you last year for Nashville?
Yes,
so
yes.
You heard him then, you heard him
yes.
Now. What do you think?
I think he was much better prepared today. I think he was more comfortable with our audience. If you didn't think he was a friend to agriculture before you heard him today, you'd know he's a friend. I was very, very impressed with his argument for border security. He built a very strong case. He explained why we needed it, both for security and economics. I really appreciated the work he has done with our legislators on working on tax issues, regulations that impact so many of our farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma. And I truly believe that he's just getting started in that endeavor, and that with time we're going to see many more good things to come from this president.
You brought that Arizona rancher up, Mr. Chilton.
Yes.
That was impressive, I thought.
Yes, when Mr. Chilton stepped up to the microphone and he said the words, "We need the wall," and it was explained that all the incidents that he had had where he had been attacked by drug runners, the impact it was having on his personal life, the impact it was having on his ranch, and you magnify that by thousands of other ranchers that joined the border, your heart has to go out for them. They've got to have some relief of some kind.